This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
That's right, it is Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Jay.
Jay's sitting in. Angie is out tonight, not feeling well. You know, these things happen.
Yep, that'll happen.
Yeah. So, big news, Jay. Apparently, Parliament is being suspended in Great Britain.
I know. I've been hearing about this from friends and on regular radio. I think it's pretty hilarious. I had a tooth pulled, so I might do a tongue twister now and then tonight.
Which one? A good one or a bad one?
One of the molars. I don't know. I thought it was a good one. I miss it. I like it.
Well, you'll get used to it.
Yep.
So here coming from news. Is it iNews? Sorry. iNews.co.uk. Queen approves Boris Johnson's request to suspend Parliament, limiting options for MPs to block the no-deal Brexit. That's a pretty big deal. So it's not likely that, apparently the Queen, if asked to do this sort of thing, is going to do it because, he's the Prime Minister.
What's the point of having a legislative body when you still have a Queen? It just seems like the Queen sounds like pretty much she can just do whatever she wants anyways.
No. She can't do very much.
Oh, good. But she can basically shut down Parliament.
She can shut down Parliament.
That might be doing a lot.
Yeah, agreed. The Queen has approved. Well, but, I mean, does the Queen of England really care about whether or not Great Britain is in or out of the EU? I mean, you think she's got much of a horse in this race?
You know, I have no idea. I believe the royal family is like the oligarch. Part of the oligarch is corrupt. I don't trust them. I got no use for them. I don't like even the idea of royalty. My opinions on them are just probably going to be negative. I just really don't have an opinion on them.
To be sure, right? Like I get where you're coming from. I tend to be on the other side. I'm a bit of a monarchist when it comes to the fact that the Queen is essentially she's a tourist attraction, and
That's what she's spun as by everybody.
Well, multi-million dollars every year. I doubt it's billions, but certainly probably hundreds of millions of dollars per year spent by people coming to see the trappings of royalty in Great Britain.
I studied a lot of English crown-like grants when I did land patent studying and dove way into that stuff. And basically, the crown is like, I don't know, the royal family is like these rich kids who inherited, I don't know, two or three city blocks on Manhattan, and then they just farm out some, property management company to take care of everything, and they just get a huge check every month. That's kind of how I see the Queen of England when it comes to, the English government. I mean, but I could be wrong, but it's just the way my bias has always been.
I don't think that's inaccurate. I mean, it's not like their job is essentially to be spokespeople for Great Britain. They're just figureheads, more or less. So they get a big check. They get lots of big checks. They're not poor. I mean, I don't think anybody would claim that they are. And they're not going and doing working for a living. The closest thing you could claim that they're doing as far as a job is, in many cases, the men go into the military and do sort of officer stuff.
Okay.
But, I mean,
hey, that's what a ruling class would be ideal to be if they're going to rule.
Well, ruling classes have traditionally been the ones who fight the wars, the ones who are in charge and sort of lead the troops or maybe lead them from behind, depending on the situation.
I just really dislike authority, and there's nothing more authoritarian than calling yourself a king or a queen.
Well, I mean, can you expect Queen Elizabeth to somehow get rid of what would be the benefit to the world of Queen Elizabeth just saying, you know what, we're not going to have this monarchy thing anymore. I've turned into a Republican, and in England, a Republican is entirely different than one in the United States.
Can't we make her a libertarian?
Well, either way, she just, you know, I'm no longer going to do this, and nobody else is either. I'm going to destroy it all. I mean,
there's people who really believe that that would be of some form of significance.
I'm sure they do.
There are people who worship the royal family.
The telephone number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450, free as in freedom. And you can call in and you can tell me what it would be like if, for whatever reason, the Queen of England stepped down. I am of the opinion that in the same way, I mean, like, there are people's T-shirt shops and trinket shops and all kinds of stuff that are somewhere near the palace there in London that are, they're out of business.
Oh, sure.
Once these people that wear funny hats, decide that we're not going to wear funny hats anymore, then they're out of business. And
hey,
that's going to be bad news.
You know, the whip manufacturers in Westfield, Massachusetts that made whips and crops went out of business when people stopped using horses. Started using cars.
So, if the Queen, if this instance where the Queen suspends Parliament, right, in some way lashes back, and then that's one of the few powers that she or the monarchy has is then taken away. Is it okay if they just call themselves monarchs and they have no power and they're just figureheads? I mean, let's not forget that
just a tourist attraction.
Yes,
I think that'd be cool.
You're fine with that.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, don't forget there are all kinds of queens all over Europe and around the world. Kings and monarchs. They're all over the place. Most of them aren't nearly as popular as this monarchy for whatever reason. England's place of the world is such that...
Well, it probably has to do with this little banking cartel with, they call the... It's like a state within the city of London.
Yeah.
They call it London. It's like where all the banksters, you know, the evil Rothschilds or Rockefellers that I learned about at John Birch Society meetings as a young child hang out.
London is certainly the banking capital of the world, and... You know, I mean, if somebody can call in and spin whatever yarn they wish about, the banking and how the Queen's related, but I often find those people, once you get them starting to talk about the Pope, they think he's involved too, and then,
the
story goes on, and I'm not even sure who's got it. She might just be a lady who breeds corgis, you know, what do we know here?
It could be an endless rabbit hole.
Could be. So anyway, let me go here. I don't know how those people feel about Boris Johnson, but I can tell you many people on the labor side of the equation in Great Britain do not like Boris Johnson. So according to an official notice, the monarch agreed to, I'm not even sure what this word is, prorogue Parliament no earlier than 9 September and no later than 12 September. The shutdown will last until 14th of October, so basically a month, when she's to deliver the Queen's speech at the state opening of Parliament.
That's royalty speak you're reading.
Yes. She gave her consent to the Prime Minister's plans at a meeting of the Privy Council, a group of senior politicians who advised the Queen at her Balmoral estate in Wednesday. Wherever Balmoral is. The Commons leader, Jacob Rees-Mogg, the Lord President of the Council, Lord President of the Council, along with Lord's leader, Baroness Evans, and Chief Whip, Mark Spencer, attended the meeting. So there you go. The suspension of Parliament will leave MPs who return to work after the summer recess on 3 September little time to avoid a no-deal Brexit before Britain is due to leave the EU in 31 October. And, I mean, to some extent, the MPs have themselves to blame. Members of Parliament. Thank you so much. The members of Parliament have themselves to blame. They were given a mandate by the voting public in Great Britain. I don't think that a 50-50 vote should have been sufficient to leave the Federation, in my opinion. I think it should be a higher number.
I don't think 50-50 votes should be sufficient unless there's just two people. I mean, you agree to disagree at all.
I don't like that size of a majority or whatever, but that's how things are set up in England. And the MPs just didn't like the deals. They were presented with three different deals, and I know Theresa May's a bad person for bad deals or whatever, but they got three different deals, and it's not like anybody's been able to, negotiate anything. So, Boris Johnson just said, well, I got an idea. We'll split this knot in half and just cleave it down the middle. And that's what's been happening. Your thoughts on the subject, you probably know more about it than I do anyway. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. Is oral health important to you? If you don't like your own teeth, fresh breath, or kissing people, then by all means, stop listening. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I became passionate about the product that she created and never want to live without it. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, but I find it does much more. They want you to love My Magic Mud as much as I do, so they're giving you a money-back guarantee plus 20% off. Go to MyMagicMud.com and use coupon code FTL20 at checkout. MyMagicMud.com, FTL20.
You're not a wild animal, and you shouldn't be tagged and tracked like one. Where you go and what you do every minute of the day, tracked and recorded by your mobile phone. It's often more revealing than your browser history. And tech companies make a fortune selling your location history without your consent. GoDark Bags prevent location tracking and protect your privacy by instantly blocking all cell phone, GPS, and Wi-Fi signals to your mobile device. Plus, they're durable, water-resistant, and built for a lifetime of protection. Visit GoDarkBags.com/FTL. That's GoDarkBags.com/FTL.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You're welcome to call in and comment on the Queen of England suspending Parliament or allowing Boris Johnson to suspend Parliament. You decide how you want that to go. The number, 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
and Jay.
That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. I'm going to get back into this article here from inews.co.uk, but first I want to tell you about Freedom's Phoenix. It's a liberty-oriented news aggregation site, and if you want the news, the newest and freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty, freedomsphoenix.com is your source. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. It's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. That's FreedomsPhoenix.com. I do get their daily dispatch every day. It's daily, after all. Twice a day, sometimes. And it's great. It's great for show prep. So there you go, FreedomsPhoenix.com.
Yeah, there's always some fun articles in there.
The Prime Minister spoke to the Queen on Wednesday morning to request an end to the current parliamentary session, a process known as prorogation. There you go. Never heard that word before, but I'll take your word for it. Responding to harsh criticism of his move, Mr. Johnson maintained that it was about allowing his government to pursue new legislation before Britain leaves the EU. Opposition leaders wrote that to the monarch in protest over the Prime Minister's intentions in the strongest possible terms. So, I mean, I'm a little surprised this came down as quickly as it did, but this is basically what the expectation was, is once the Prime Minister asked the Queen to suspend Parliament, which hasn't been done in a very long time. Supposedly, the last time I heard about this was for the gunpowder revolution in, basically having to do with the monarchy being overthrown under Charles I. So you're talking about 400 years?
So
the English Revolution is what it's called.
Right. So isn't this essentially another revolution? Because isn't the whole Brexit thing like a grassroots thing that didn't grow up from that? Don't the people of Great Britain don't want to be, under the rule of...
Well, 52% of them didn't want it. But supposedly some of them changed their minds once they found out that they...
And the whole thing with I'm sure they're using electronic the electronic voting machines. You see all these things where it could be hacked by a 13-year-old and stuff like that. And they don't spit out a receipt to say who you voted for. And we had all kinds of voter fraud problems everywhere. In the last couple of elections I paid attention to, I was... did the whole watch the vote thing in 2012 and in 2008. And
well, there's no real way to watch it once it goes under those voting machines.
That's right. So, I mean, 52 to 48%, whatever.
Yep,
I mean,
that's about right.
It just sounds like a typically rigged election to me.
Well, I mean, or one that's not. I don't know the answer.
If they're that good at dividing us, I would think there'd be a lot more violence than there is.
There's, this is the same thing goes on in Great Britain that goes on in the United States.
Yeah.
Is the cities wanted one thing and the countryside wanted the other.
And now you got Facebook encouraging them what to want.
Well, sure. But I don't think Facebook wanted, it doesn't seem like what a large multinational corporation would want
right.
is another political jurisdiction.
But what if somebody just bought advertising to, swayed it? I mean,
sure.
That's essentially what Facebook and Google's for. I mean, talk about controlled opposition, a little off the subject. Tulsi Gabbard sued Google because they set their Google ads to start kicking off after one of the debates Tulsi Gabbard was in.
Yep.
And Google, shut it down for 6 hours. Like, every time somebody searched Tulsi on Google for 6 hours after that particular debate,
they got nothing.
They got, nothing until the second or third page or something like that. So,
Yeah.
I mean, it's really hard to believe anything. I mean, I talked to Silver Dave about this stuff, and he's like, after being in the military, I can't believe anything the media says.
I'm with you that I can't believe anything the media says, but I mean, something's going to happen, right?
Oh,
they're shutting down Parliament, and, we can choose to believe what we want about that particular story, but it's going to happen. And
which is good, I think. Shut it down, I mean,
well,
shut it all down.
It's being shut down for a month. They're going to be back. All this is Boris Johnson not having to get his Brexit plan passed through Parliament. He's just made the negotiation process significantly easier.
And the whole squabbling about the Brexit plan, I mean, could also... I mean, like I said earlier, it's like libertarians at Porkfest arguing which cryptocurrency is the absolute worst one when it gets down to the bickering, it sounds like. Yep. And, you know, just like, you know, that's like distraction within that Brexit movement, it looks like to me, because when I see, like, distraction happening within cryptocurrency meetings and liberty get-togethers and just, you know, things to distract from the actual point of liberty, I like to, you know, here in New Hampshire with our freedom movement, I like to bring that up. And that almost seems like this is making it so difficult for Brexit to happen that, you know, to influence the people that not want this Brexit to happen.
Well,
it's the feeling I get.
I mean, at this point, Boris Johnson's going to make Brexit happen, so it's more likely to. It's going to occur on October the 31st, no matter what, according to the, you know, what they've got laid out now.
And
so,
I hope the people of Great Britain receive, you know, great personal freedom from the whole Brexit movement.
I can't see how they're going to get anything that's going to change for them. I mean, you know, going from the European Union to just the Great Britain is not going to really affect most people's lives much. It's going to make trade a little more difficult.
It would
going to
be
make
like
immigration more difficult.
Dissolving a homeowners association if you live in one of them communities, basically.
Well, the homeowners associations can be pretty arduous, but anyway, if people have different opinions than I, they're certainly welcome to. I don't see any. Like a marginal increase or decrease in liberty is all you can say in any given direction on this. But the number is 855-450-3733. Labor leader Jeremy Corbyn said he protested in the strongest possible terms on behalf of my party in his letter and called for a meeting alongside with other opposition members of the Privy Council. Liberal Democrat leader Joe Swinson also wrote to the monarch to express my concern at Boris Johnson's anti-democratic plan to shut down Parliament. Commons Speaker John Bercow said the move was a constitutional outrage designed to stop Parliament debating Brexit. It may very well be a constitutional outrage. I don't know about that part, but it's
like that
hasn't
matters.
Been done in a long time.
I've been seeing constitutional outrages for my entire life. Nobody cares.
However, it is dressed up. It is blindingly obvious that the purpose of a promulgation now would be to stop Parliament debating Brexit and performing its duty in shaping a course for the country, said Bercow, who interrupted his family holiday to launch a tirade against the Prime Minister. Don't forget that Parliament wasn't doing its duty to put together a Brexit up to this point. This is not the first Brexit deadline. This is at least number two, if not further. So they weren't able to come up with anything before this.
I mean, what would happen if this Brexit thing, it's like, just happened? You're no longer under EU regulations.
Well, you either negotiate something or you don't. I don't know the answer. Basically, if there's no deal, there's no deal. 855-450-3733. It's 855-453, as in Free Talk Live.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Dorian is now a hurricane as it heads toward the eastern coast of Puerto Rico. Residents are preparing for heavy rain and high winds only 2 years after enduring Hurricane Maria's devastation. After making landfall in Puerto Rico, the hurricane is expected to grow into a Category 3 hurricane as it heads towards the eastern coast of Florida. As far as what Puerto Rico can expect,
even if the center of the storm does not go over Puerto Rico, they will experience strong tropical storm force winds with possible wind gusts to hurricane force.
That's Dennis Felchin with the National Hurricane Center. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand is ending her presidential campaign.
I know this isn't the result we wanted. We wanted to win this race, but it's important to know when it's not your time.
Gillibrand failed to gain traction and also fell short of the criteria needed to qualify for the third Democratic presidential debate. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind a wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client at Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. We just finished an article here about the Queen of England suspending Parliament at the request of Boris Johnson. And seems important. I don't know everything about it, but it seems important. Your thoughts are certainly welcome. The number's 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE as in freedom. It's Mark with you.
And Jay.
I'll tell you about Bitcoin.com. They are your source for all news sort of crypto related. Certainly they've got an emphasis on Bitcoin Cash. That's the cryptocurrency that they believe is most well suited to help bring more freedom to the world. That's what their goal is over at Bitcoin.com. And they've recently launched a trading platform called local.bitcoin.com, which will allow you to get Bitcoin Cash more easily. You can buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposits, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. So finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. It's local.bitcoin.com. Also, they're going to have an exchange soon at bitcoin.com, and you can go sign up now and be ready for the launch. Bitcoin.com.
I wonder if I can get on their exchange without that KYC stuff.
Nope.
No? That's, no. they're going to require that?
They're going to have to. They pretty much have to. Otherwise, they're, you know, shut down. Offices are invaded and all that stuff. Jay, you brought in a local story that you're pretty amped about, and I have to read it because of the way that you've got the pictures here and that sort of thing. So you can comment as I read it. All right.
All right.
Can you give me sort of a headline on this? Because I don't have that.
So it's a little local paper called the Stonebridge Post.
Okay.
They're just like free and gas stations. So stonebridgepost.rocks is their website.
All right.
And so this front page article is demolition to Dunton Twin Mansions, basically because this is in Hillsborough, New Hampshire.
Okay, that's the town?
The town. Okay. Town of Hillsborough, New Hampshire. Because the town is now charging this guy $37,000-some-odd a year in property tax.
Hokey smokes.
I guess they were pretty dilapidated, and he bought them and fixed them up, made them nice. He's a dentist. One part of this is like the dental offices, and the other part is his house.
Okay.
And $37,000 a year in property tax. They're going to have to charge his patients some more money just to comply with the property tax.
Sure.
Or demolish the home.
So that's what they're doing, knocking it down.
Well, that's not definitive yet, but sounds like that's the way they're leading.
6 years ago, Dr. Thomas Barra, Barra Dental, purchased the property known locally as the Dunton Twins in order to expand his Hillsborough dental practice. But today, he's wondering if he made the right decision. In fact, if he doesn't get some tax relief from the town, it's possible he may tear down the wings of the building in front of which stands his fluted columns. He bought the twins in 2014 for about $250,000 and intending to rebuild, that doesn't sound like a mansion, $240,000, intending to rebuild the central part of the mansion to the house, his offices, and to restore the wings and continue to offer them as rental units. In 2015, his offices were open for business on the main floor of the new building. When the town revaluations were done in 2016, however, Barra says he got a big surprise when assessors said the taxable value of the building had quadrupled, throwing a wrench into his plan to finish the remodeling. The current dental office consists of a first floor reception area, 14 hygienist stations. I wouldn't think that there's that many teeth in Hillsborough County.
Well, there's people from all over. You know, Hillsborough is a very central place for central rural, you know, New Hampshire.
Okay. Offices and special rooms. Barra's own office is upstairs, however, which he says he can't use as the second floor has yet to have a fire exit installed. So I can't use it. There's a large room in the front of the building, which he says many groups from yogis to the town have inquired about using a space for meetings or classes. In the back is another large room with the sliders leading to a generous deck, which he intends to make into a place for his staff to enjoy breaks while overlooking the lawn and the river. There are a number of smaller rooms as well. Sheetrock is up and taped. Subfloors are in place, but that's as far as he could afford to go, Barra says.
Yeah, $37,000 tax bill. It certainly cuts into your, your pocket for supplies and materials and hired help.
Yeah, says his new tax bill of more than $37,000 annually is based on an assessment of just over $1 million for the property.
So a mansion that needs several million dollars worth of work, almost has a negative value at that point. I mean,
sure.
I know this pretty well. You know, buying a house that needed a lot of work. Still working on it.
Yeah.
And getting through it, though. But, this is not a guy can't even afford to work on it, and in order to keep the place, might have to tear it down or something. Ugh.
This does happen just imagine, ladies and gentlemen, if the government decides that your, annual taxes on your property are just going to have to quadruple, is it worth keeping that house? Maybe not. And that's, it's a tough situation that some homeowners are put in.
Yeah, and, this is because literally the state, these people who live off of these taxes, the parasite classes I like to refer to them as, they have no accountability. There's no reason for them not to, set up retirement funds and stuff. They guarantee a very high rate of return, like 8-9%, and when the market only does 2%, or they just don't hire enough people to keep on, paying into these retirement funds. They just point a gun right at the property owner and say, yeah, we're jacking your property tax up, and we're going to make sure all the town folks at this New Hampshire meeting are there that depend on this to vote for it.
Yeah, that was one of the things about the sort of the real estate crash and the Great Recession and all that stuff is that these towns got used to this increased revenue coming from property taxes, and they got, you know, fatter and sassier and lazier, and they got all kinds of programs that they're doing and that sort of thing. And then when the cost of housing stopped going up, then they're all moaning and wailing. And the disingenuous part is that I don't begrudge anybody their retirement and pension and all that stuff. However, basically nobody in America gets a pension anymore unless you work for the government.
Right.
So why is it that this group of people, this particular class of people that have government jobs, gets pensions and union negotiations and all these other things, and the rest of us don't? Well, here's the reason, is because the people who pay the paychecks, the taxpayer, really don't have any representation in these negotiations. The city managers and, you know, these sorts of people that are negotiating with the bureaucrats, well, what do they care? It's not their money, ultimately.
And most of the taxpayers, look up the word taxpayer, all one word, T-A-X-P-A-E-R.
One that pays taxes?
In all capital letters, that's what this, the New Hampshire tax bill says on it. It's something about being a taxpayer. Well, the only definition I could find was an IRS code. I asked the town, how do they become a taxpayer?
How do I stop being a taxpayer is what I'd like to know.
And they sent me back a copy of the deed to my house. But it is ridiculous, and
that's really funny.
Mad enough.
Yeah, the whole idea that you owe because you own inside the geographic area that we've designated as ours is kind of a strange thing, unless you realize that you don't own your property.
Right, and this is something I'm definitely going to prove with this little property tax conversation I'm having right now with the tax collector. It may go into a lawsuit if they don't give me some answers and explain to me how it is that I'm, my land is subject to this, and how come it can't just be private property, and, why do I need to, act like I'm receiving a privilege, basically.
The number, 855-450-3733. Your telephone calls are welcome to talk about property taxes. This is outrageous, $37,000. It's amazing. Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Hebo Tea Clubs are original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get to Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, and bada-boom, bada-bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can call in and comment on property taxes or anything else. It's Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. It's Mark with you.
And Jay.
We're talking about a situation coming out of here, beautiful New Hampshire, where a dentist buys this sort of dilapidated mansion and refurbs it. Property taxes quadruple, and then he basically can't afford to do any more of the renovations.
I mean, even like $9,000 property tax, you know, what it was is still way too much money.
It's a lot of money.
That's a lot of extortion.
And what I find all very interesting about it is that, because I did this, right? I bought a piece of property, and the town did nothing to help me build on my property, and the taxes went from, you know, just a plot of land, so a couple $100s or whatever per year, to like $3,600 per year. So that's right. Even more than quadrupling. But, I mean, there was no building there to the building there. And this organization of parasites says, you have put an improvement upon our land. You will now pay us more. You have paid to improve the land, and now you will pay us for the joy of living in the improvement. And now, you could claim that, hey, what about the schools? Well, I've never sent my kid to their school. I wouldn't send my kid to a government school. Well, what about the fire department stuff? Well, I really do want fire service, and I'd be happy to pay for that.
Yep. Let's contract with those guys privately.
Right. I'm happy to put that together. But ultimately, aren't fire services, ladies and gentlemen, a socialization of the responsibility of the fire insurance companies?
And that's more or less the way it was years ago, from what I understand. And this is why insurance companies are very pro-property tax.
Sure. Insurance companies want you to pay these things so they don't have to deal with things like paying a fire company to, you know, somehow prevent fires or whatever. They want you, the taxpayer, to have to bear that burden, not them, the insurance company. And what about the roads? Well, okay. I like roads. I like them fine. But those are paid for through gasoline taxes.
Allegedly.
And
there's a lot of gasoline taxes collected. I mean, I just want to talk to people about...
If you can't pay for your roads with the tax on the fuel that you drive on the roads with, then maybe you need to either change the tax on the fuel... The tax on the fuel, get a new contractor, or, you know, learn how to budget. I don't know. I mean, it's hard to keep asphalt on the ground here in New Hampshire compared to most of the places around the United States because we have this event called frost heaves.
And also, when government is doing its job of maintaining the roads, which is very chronic, you have to do a lot. Of course, because government is just a parasite and there's no accountability for it, you know, when it comes to, you know, sucking off the host, they are able to give their cousin Vinny and others and campaign contribution, you know, contributors, really nice sweetheart contracts. You see this all over the place.
Sure.
I mean, this is,
happens all the time.
Actually, Howie Carr, I don't know if you ever hear him, but I've been listening to him on and off growing up.
He's a regional talk show host out of Boston.
And he's always just talking so hardcore about all the waste with, like, state police, the pension.
I don't think anybody in their right mind thinks that the government is an efficient organization. It's just they feel like there's no other way to do this. And, I mean, fire services used to be private.
Yep.
Roads are absolutely, positively, we have shown in the United States over and over and over and over again that private roads will work.
And they do.
And they can work.
Especially when they have competing private roads.
And think about this for a second, ladies and gentlemen. Would it bother you to have essentially free roads if companies got to advertise on them? Think about it for a second. You know, quarter mile stretches of road brought to you by Walmart or Target or whatever, you know, Home Depot or whomever it is that wants to pay for that stretch of road for maintenance and that sort of thing.
And they want you to come to their stores often.
Of course they want you to come
get there safely.
You have to be able to come to their store, otherwise they can't make any money. So keeping the roads, it behooves them.
Maybe Amazon would not want the roads to be in good shape, so you stayed at home and ordered from them.
Well, that's once they get those drones working.
But, yeah, I don't know how good the drones are going to be, you know, bringing me 100 2x6s when I can just buzz the Home Depot and get them.
Agreed. But one would ask, why does Amazon have to pay to keep roads going when they're flying drones around?
Well, people don't realize, like, so Walmart, for example, has got thousands of semi-trucks that run down the road. I don't know how many they have, but they're everywhere.
Many.
And the registration on a semi-truck just for, like, they call it FET, Federal Excise Taxes, depends on the weight of the truck and what states it goes through, but it's somewhere something like, you know, $3,000 to $10,000 per truck a year.
Hmm.
And then you have, I know in New Hampshire to register a tractor trailer truck, it's like for 80,000 pounds, it's like something like $4,000 or $6,000 per year just for that heavy registration. And then you got all this crazy insurance on top of it. But just in taxes alone, I can remember seeing years ago on the back of trucks, this truck pays over $10,000 a year in road taxes. And you know, and that was 20 years ago. It's
and they
got
damage,
to be more than that.
They deteriorate the road more quickly than, you know, cars do or anything like that. But I mean, you know, you got to have them. If it wasn't for truckers, we wouldn't have anything.
A lot of money's being paid to maintain these roads right now. Way too much money.
Right, and that's the other thing is that there's no responsibility. Yeah, I mean, let's say that the roads are great. Let's just say that for a second. Well, the Honda Accord's a great car. I don't know what one costs, but let's call the baseline $30,000 for your standard issue Honda Accord. Do you want to pay $60 for it? Do you want to pay $120 for it? It's a great car. Why don't you want to pay that? Well, because it's dumb to pay more than you have to, and everybody knows the inefficiencies that go with government. So why pay more? Well, because we can't do it any other way. If we don't have this group of liars and thieves, then whatever.
I say to people, can you imagine if government built cars, you know what you'd get? A Yugo.
Right. You'd be lucky to get a Yugo. That'd be the good one. I want to go on with this story here from, what's the name of the newspaper?
StonebridgePost.rocks is their website, but Stonebridge Post out of Hillsborough, New Hampshire.
Yep, so this the dentist met immediately with the assessors hired by the town, that's M&N Assessing Services, to dispute the new value. The assessors reported that they'd done a thorough assessment and stood by their figures, which the Board of Selectmen accepted. In 2017, Barra took the next step available to him. He hired an attorney and filed an appeal with the New Hampshire Board of Tax and Land Appeals. He also contracted to have an independent assessment done, which Barra says cost him $3,000, and took 3 months to receive because the assessors weren't able to find other properties to make comparisons with. This is can be very difficult with unusual properties, and this is a large property in a pretty rural setting, so there's no comps.
That's a whole other parasite industry that exists because of this parasite class. Is here you have private companies like the one you just mentioned in the article. They're probably some firm out of Concord that's got a whole bunch of bean counters and pencil pushers, and they're just literally parasites out appraising all these properties, and they want to keep the appraisals high. And I'm sure that they're, the realtors want the appraisals to all stay high.
Sure. It benefits their customer, that is the assessor's customer, the town, to keep the appraisal high. So they.
I wonder if this assessment company has any investments in any way, form, or shape in a form of mortgage-backed securities.
I could not say. But it's
interesting.
His appeal was denied, with the board finding that the town, for its part, noted its assessor conducted a complete inspection of the property in July 2016, and prior to setting the assessment in order to reflect accurately the state of construction of the dental office. Barra says he was told, that's the dentist, the independent assessment, which he admits was turned in late, because it took a while, and was not considered at all because it was outside the required time frame. The doctor says he didn't yet have a solution, but nothing is off the table, so he doesn't know what he's going to do to pay, including a demolition permit he recently picked up at the town offices, which keeps within arm's reach to be able to afford to pay this stuff. It's terrifying.
It's too bad this doctor is such a good slave, but I mean, he kind of has to be. He's got to have a license to do his profession.
Yeah,
and he even had. Don't ever let the assessors on your property.
I don't know if that would have solved anything. I've had situations where, I didn't let the assessor on the property, and then they just assume that you've got granite countertops and, gold-plated toilet seats and whatever else is going on. And then when I did finally let them in, they're like, oh, okay, well, and then they knock some stuff off the bill. So they'll give you a punitive rating, essentially, for not letting them in.
First thing I want to know is how do they get an authority to use the value of my property to prop up their bond rating?
I have no idea what goes on with this stuff. To me,
I'm going to get the Securities and Exchange Commission involved, I think, because I think there's fraud going on here.
It's the biggest scam in a free country, the idea that you have to pay to live in your property.
Yes, agree.
I don't know how to describe it otherwise. You got to pay to work, you got to pay to live in your property. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion. Located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
Ever wanted to hook up with an attractive woman but you couldn't because you were already in a monogamous relationship? Ever wanted to work when you wanted to work instead of having to report to an office when you would rather have done something else? There's another way to live. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American
continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.